The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And at last, the final stretch, just 5 days to go until polling day, and it's been a slightly livelier weekend. We've two polls to look at, fallout from an interaction the Taoiseach had in Cork and undeclared political ads by the Taoiseach on Instagram. Now, to go through it all, Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, is on the line. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, the polls. We've had a couple of polls. We had a Sunday Independent poll and we had an Irish Times poll, and the news is not good for Fine Gael.
No, absolutely. Both polls showing very similar things, a significant fall in support for Fine Gael. And let's start with the Irish Times one. This morning is the most recent one. It's their final one of the campaign, and it was done among 1,200 people between the 20th and 23rd of November, so up to Saturday. In-person interviews as well, home interviewing, which is always good when you're trying to get an accurate picture of it. They have Fine Gael down 6 points to 19%, Fianna Fáil up 2 to 21%, and Sinn Féin up 1 to 20. So the three largest parties all within 2 percentage points of each other, and a really significant slump for Fine Gael. When you look at the smaller parties then, Sóc Dem's up 2, Labour and Greens both on 4, Solidarity PVP on 3, as are Aintu, and Independents down 3% as well. And I suppose why that is interesting is because with 6 points of a drop for Fine Gael, it's not coalescing around any one particular party. Yeah. It's scattering a bit to Fianna Fáil, it's going a bit to the Sóc Dems, and the Independents, who are seen as sort of the wild cards in all this election, are also down support, including Independent Ireland within that grouping. So it is a definite anti-Fine Gael wave, but it's not necessarily because someone has run a fantastic campaign elsewhere.
Okay, that was the Irish Times poll, and the Sunday Independent poll, something similar.
Something very similar, yes. So this one was conducted up until it was conducted on Thursday and Friday of last week, and it was a poll that showed a minus 4 for Fine Gael to 22%, Sinn Féin up 2 to 20, Fianna Fáil on 20 unchanged, Independents and others at 19. Aintu actually getting a jump, and we've seen this a couple of times in the polls actually. Aintu have been up 2% and this one to 5%. They're now very much in the mix with the Sóc Dems, Labour and the Green Party in terms of national support. In that Sindo poll, Sóc Dems at 5, Labour at 4, Greens at 3, Solidarity People Before Profit asked too. And I suppose the worrying thing, if you were looking at this from a Fine Gael point of view, is that video from Kanturk of the Taoiseach interacting with the disability care worker Charlotte Fallon, and all of the fallout of that came really after these polls were conducted, completely after the Sindo one and mostly after the Irish Times one, that there was a little bit of polling done on Saturday. So it doesn't take that big gaffe into account. The fall and the slide for Fine Gael was already underway and built into these polling figures.
Now, just looking at the popularity of the leaders, and we have a situation where Simon Harris is on 46% in the Irish Times, Micheál Martin on 44%, and Mary Lou McDonald, who will be with us later in studio, 31%. So Simon Harris still the most popular in the Irish Times poll. In the Sunday Independent poll, Simon Harris and Micheál Martin equal on 47, but the Sinn Féin leader doing rather better in that poll at 41.
Yeah, and the others, I mean, Holly Kearns at 44% in that Sindo one, Padraig Tobin at 42, both ahead of Mary Lou McDonald. Down the bottom of both of them is Roger O'Gorman, 28% in the Sindo poll, which was, I think, a slightly different poll. It was, how is your approval of the party leaders in the campaign so far, as opposed to an overall approval rating. So Roger O'Gorman at the bottom there, and then just 21% approval in the Irish Times poll today, which would really worry you if you are a member of the Green Party. They needed a strong campaign. They so far haven't had it. Roger O'Gorman hasn't had a fantastic campaign, failed to make an impact on that leaders' debate, and I think it's fair to say he's failed to make an impact on the campaign overall. And I was speaking to some people in the Green Party over the weekend who were relatively confident that coming out of the election they would have 5 or 6 seats. They sort of always factored in that there was going to be some loss at this election. Now they're paring that back and they're a bit more worried and thinking, God, could this be as low as 2 or 3 seats, or could it be as low as no seats?
Now, the question of who might be Taoiseach, obviously the question of Simon Harris versus Micheál Martin is the one that most people think will be relevant, because the difficulty for Mary Lou McDonald, we'll talk to her later about this, of assembling some sort of a coalition in numbers that would get her over the line. It looks like Fianna Fáil might take more seats than Fine Gael, in spite of earlier predictions that that would not be the case.
Yeah, and this has always been something that, you know, throughout doing the Calling It podcast with Ivan, when we've been going through all the constituencies, we always thought that this was actually quite a strong possibility, because Fine Gael's entire campaign has been largely predicated on Simon Harris and having a Harris hop as opposed to a Simon slump, as it's being called now, and that that would lift up their new candidates across the country where they've got 18 retiring TDs. And what would be quite concerning for the Fine Gael poll is details in the Fine Gael party in the Sindo poll, that when they presented them with individual ballot papers for the constituencies, they did it two ways. One, they gave them an overall, what do you think of the parties nationally? And then they presented them with ballot papers from their individual constituency. And in that poll, Fine Gael support fell even more. So people were looking at those local candidates and saying, well, maybe I like them even less than I like the national picture. On the other hand, the Fianna Fáil ground game is strong. They've long bedded in councillors who are now contesting behind their TDs. They have an awful lot of their sitting TDs going again. And it sets up fascinating battles across the country where Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil were going to be in the fight for the final seat. Now you would have to say it's edge Fianna Fáil as opposed to edge Fine Gael. I'm thinking places like Cork Southwest, where there's only three seats, and it was seen as though Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil would be battling it out for that third one behind Holly Kearns and Michael Collins. Looking at Meath West as well, which is an absolutely vicious three-seat constituency where Pádraig Tobin will no doubt hold his seat. And then you have Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, and a really strong independent in Trim, Noel French, who is an ex-Fine Gael candidate, all battling effectively for two seats there. So you can see across the country where, you know, areas like Wicklow, does this give hope to Stephen Donnelly, where Simon Harris was very much trying to take him out in favour of his candidate, Edward Timmins? And you can see suddenly where the mathematics shifts back towards Fianna Fáil.
Now, talk to me about this story about the Taoiseach's political ads and not declared as political on social media. Explain that to me.
Yeah, so this is in the Irish Mail today. It makes their front page. And so when you are putting up advertising on social media, particularly during an election campaign, it has to be declared as political advertising and paid for as political advertising. And that has certain limitations on it then in terms of what you could do with it and who you can target with it and all that sort of stuff. And the Mail is saying today it has published information based on a research group, which it says it has then independently verified, that more than 100 ads put up by Simon Harris, sponsored ads paid for on the Meta platform, largely on Instagram, were not declared as political advertising. And that since this has been pointed out to Meta, that Meta has scrubbed some of those from its archive. So people can't actually go back and see all of the state of this advertising. And why this is important is because there is a cap on the amount that candidates can spend during a campaign in a four-seater. It's based on the size of the constituency. In a four-seater of Wicklow, it's, I think, €48,000 or in thereabouts. So if this wasn't, you know, declared political advertising, then there is a question mark over how much was paid for it, and knowing how much was paid for it and how much the Taoiseach is actually putting forward. But also then some of those advertisements could have been used to target certain age groups, which you can do legitimately when you are buying advertising, but which you can't do when you're buying political advertising. So a question over his spend there.
Okay, will you explain to us then the difference between simply posting something on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok versus the paid ad? Because presumably it's the same thing. You know, your message in one case is looks like a personal message from whatever candidate. On the other hand, then you have a formal political ad.
Well, it's promoted to more people. So if you post it up, it will be put into your feed and anyone who follows you can see that. And it may well end up on people who you don't follow, who their feed, if they have an interest in politics. If I'm searching for other political candidates, it might come up, more candidates may come up in my feed. Whereas if you are paying for it and you're paying for it to be sponsored, then it will be pushed into feeds well beyond those who actually follow you. So when you're scrolling through, when you're clicking through your stories on Instagram or whatever, every third or fourth one might be an ad, and that could be an ad for any number of things. At the moment, it could be an ad for a politician. And so whether you follow Simon Harris or not, you will see that. That's the benefit of paid advertising and pushing it out. You reach an audience beyond the organic one that you've grown yourself.
Now, you obviously follow all the parties and where they're posting. Is there any sign of a migration for this election campaign away from X and towards Blue Sky?
they're all moving to it anyway. The politicians are all getting on it. I had said from the start of this that I thought X was going to play less of a part in our election campaign because it has become so toxic and so many people have moved off it. Even very prolific tweeters like Eoin O'Riordan of Labour, who is now saying that he's quitting X and taking a break from it. I don't think Blue Sky has taken off yet as a platform. I'm not on it yet, for example. I have been a bit busy keeping up with everything else in the campaign to go and add a whole new social media profile for myself. But there is certainly a shift away from the influence of X at this particular campaign and more towards Instagram and even back to Facebook if they're targeting certain demographics, certain older demographics. They still say they get great truck out of Facebook. So it's there in the background, but I'm not sure that I don't think Blue Sky is going to be the winner of any campaign. It's an interesting one, actually, because so many people on the canvas have told me that actually knocking door to door is getting much less return this time around. A lot of people aren't opening the doors in new estates where there's, you know, children going to bed early and it's dark. People just aren't answering or don't want you knocking at all. There's the Ring doorbells and all that sort of stuff. So it puts more of an onus back on social media and then the traditional media war. And I think that's where things will be really fascinating this week.
And finally, Sean, this week, the action this week, we have the leaders' debate tomorrow night. Any other likely developments?
Yeah, so there's going to be obviously the campaign trail. There's all the interviews that you'll be doing and we'll be doing across News Talk. I think that debate is the real big set piece left. There's obviously going to be the usual day-to-day campaign. And, you know, today Sinn Féin are doing a housing document, Fianna Fáil focusing on housing, Fine Gael trying to focus things back to the economy and put Prudent Pascal back front and centre to calm things down. But that debate is potentially the most consequential that I can remember for a very, very long time. Simon Harris comes in under the pump. Mary Lou McDonald and Micheál Martin actually happy enough with how the campaign is going and hoping one last push can maybe change things. But given that we've had no set leaders debate up until now, aside from the 10-way, which was, you know, they moderated it fine, but it was a bit of a farce in terms of actually learning anything. It's just too many candidates. It's the last real chance for any of them to make an impression on those floating voters. And both of the polls over the last 2 days tell us that about a third of people either haven't made up their mind or have an inkling who they're vote for, but aren't set in it. So very much could still be there to be poached. So that debate, key, absolutely important on tomorrow night.
Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.